Good morning. I'm just pouring myself out a cup of tea from a rather lovely new lime green teapot that I bought in Tate Modern yesterday. I kept walking past them, and then I decided that hotel room tea made with tea bags and a cup just aren't quite the thing. So I treated myself to a teapot, and then I went and bought some rather expensive, has to be said, loose leaf tea from a cafe. Around the corner from the hotel. All the shops I looked in only sold tea bags. I couldn't find any boxes of loose leaf tea anywhere, so I went to a cafe that I've been meaning to visit actually for tea, but haven't yet. And they were selling bags of the tea that they use, so I bought a bag. So still cheaper than than a cup of tea out, it has to be said. I think tea and coffee in London probably counter some of the more expensive things that one can buy. And whilst I like sitting in cafes and drinking tea and coffee, it's quite nice to be able to make a good cup of tea in my bedroom, as I'm spending quite a lot of time at the hotel resting. So, having a lovely time in London. Met some friends on Saturday, and went out on Saturday night. So, was very tired yesterday. My friends left in the morning, so I was on my own. From yesterday morning, feeling a little bit, oh, now I'm alone in London, which is usually what I do, but being here with friends made this sort of the transition between being here with people and not being kind of a bit more of a jolt than it usually is. So I felt a little bit lonely for a while yesterday, rather missed home and my partner and cats, etc., etc. But I've got back into the swing of things now. Had a rather nice rest in the hotel yesterday. Ordered room service, which was a luxury, and sat and watched a film yesterday evening. I had an early night. So I'm hoping that today I'm going to be fit and raring to go. Not planning much this morning, but this afternoon I'm hoping to go and see the David Hockney exhibition at the Royal Academy. Apparently, whilst it's rather busy, it is possible, or more possible, to get in the afternoons during the week, so I'm going to try that and keep my fingers crossed. If you're a member listening to the podcast today, you'll know that I was running a competition to celebrate the 200th One Thing Today podcast, which was put up a couple of weeks ago. And for the competition, I asked people to send me their own version of the One Thing Today podcast, telling me that what their one thing was for the day. And I had some lovely entries. And just before hitting the record button, I randomly picked three entries. And those people are going to win complete sets of my A Sustainable Life postcards, two designs of each, 10 postcards, so 20 postcards in total. So the winners that I picked this morning were Solo, Dan, and Pete. Thank you very much to everybody who entered. I'm actually going to send you all at least a selection of postcards. Solo, Dan, and Pete get the complete sets, and then everybody else I'm going to send a little random selection to. It might take me a week or three to get round to doing that. If you did enter, whether you won or whether I didn't call your name just now, if you listen to this, please do send me your postal address. That'll make life a bit quicker and easier for me. And then slowly over the next week or two, I shall send out a few postcards to everybody and the complete sets to the winners. So there we are, a bit of housekeeping for today. My one thing, I said, is off to see David Hockney, and this morning I think probably is going to be doing very little. I shall sit in the hotel and take things easy and perhaps make another pot of tea in a moment, because this one might be going cold. If I shall have a quick sip now. Very good. I hope wherever you are that you can find one small thing to do today to move your creative life on a little. As always, that you can look after yourself in the process, not overdo things. But yes, finding just one small thing, one important thing that perhaps makes a little bit of difference today, and enjoy doing that. If you're not a member of the site, these podcasts go out every day or weekdays to members. If you'd like to become a member, if you go to sustainablycreative.com/members, you can find out a little bit more. I'm rapidly running out of time, so have a lovely day, and I shall be back tomorrow with a little bit more. Take care. Thanks very much for listening. Bye-bye now.